Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
And welcome to Local Focus here on your community radio station. And we've got a special guest joining us this morning, don't we?
We do have a very special guest this morning, David. We have Natalia from the European Market. Hello, Natalia. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Yes. Natalia, I love your store. First of all, let's talk about you and your store. Tell our wonderful listeners who you are and about the European Market.
Okay, we sell products from 25 countries, mostly like Germany, Poland, England, and Greece. Some of the items coming from overseas, and some of the items that are made here by those people who actually know how to make them. and then we also do like homemade pierogies, cabbage rolls, and we are adding some other items like kapusta. Kapusta is like braised cabbage, mm-hmm. and borscht. So that's for the homemade goodies. And what else I can say?
And you have desserts. I love your desserts. Can I just say?
Yes, desserts. Yes.
Can't forget about those.
Yeah, desserts. See, I go straight to the bread and the desserts.
Yes, we've got homemade cakes, and we have German bread, mm-hmm. and some British breads also.
Right. Now, you have two locations here?
Yes, in North Carolina, we've got two locations.
Uh-huh. They're in Arden, just off Airport Road, and now you have a new location.
In Columbus, North Carolina, 155 West Mills Street.
Right. That's just Columbus. Down the street from David, our co-host. Yep. That's his house down there.
Yes.
Yes. And it's a beautiful store in both locations. Now, where are you from?
I am from Ukraine originally. I've mm-hmm. been here in America for 33 years. Mm-hmm. I came here when I was 14. And I came here with my parents, mm-hmm. and I'm glad that I'm here because I came from Mariupol, which is totally destroyed now.
Right, right. And what we wanted to talk today about, mm-hmm. Natalia, is when I met you, I noticed that you had a jar in your store, and it was donations for Ukraine. And I started talking to you about that, and that's how I found out about your connection with the IMOCE, which is the International Ministry of Charity Emmanuel out of South Carolina, Landrum. Tell us about this nonprofit that you are so wonderfully involved with.
Yes, we help people who are actually coming here in United States from Ukraine, especially those people who, lost their homes and stuff mm-hmm. out there. And we help them to find their homes, and also with the clothing they need, And also we're involved with helping Ukraine with generators.
Right.
And generators, they run from 600 to 1,600, depends on availability.
Right.
It's for those areas where, children lost the, children homes, they don't have power, so we are trying to help them out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is such a wonderful operation that you have going on down there. This is a wonderful cause. And about the generators, because I think that as a mother and as a grandmother, I find the thought of my grandchildren being cold and not having electricity or heat and being afraid in the dark, my heart goes out to all of these people who are still in Ukraine and are trying to survive this brutal winter.
Yes.
Without heat or lights. I mean, they can't even, if you live in an apartment, you can't build a fire.
Yes.
So when you the donations that you're collecting for generators, then you collect them, and are they purchased over there and then just brought into the country?
Yes, they're purchased out there. We have sources where they can purchase them. Yes.
Right. And this is
we just send out the money, and we can also proof, you know, we receive proof like videos from them that they show us that they bought that and the children are happy and all of that.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you know that everything is going where it needs to be. And I think that that's so important. Many of us want to help and we want to give, but we don't know how to do it. And we don't know how to do it so that the money actually goes to help Ukrainians.
Yes. If you come to the store, you can just say you want to make a donation, and one of our customer service people out there can help. And it goes to the computer, you know, under donation for Ukraine. And that way we can track everything what comes through the donations. And I'm very happy that we were able to help people before we were able to collect money for like toothpaste, toothbrushes, and necessary items for, I think, 600 people, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Before, I need to actually go back to the records. It's been a little bit before I was collecting in my Greenville location.
So, now, if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
They just come to the store and make a donation. They can pay either through the credit card or cash, whatever they prefer.
And can they? How would they reach out to find more information?
Find more information regarding donations or...
Yeah, and what you do, because I really think that there are a lot of people that'd like to get behind what you're doing and help out.
Yes, we have a Facebook page, I Must See. Facebook page, I think it's called I Must See South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And they can go on there, and I can always give out my phone number. They can always call me, and we can talk and how we can get things done.
Right. Now, I have a mobile number of 894-596-7740 for the ministry. Is that correct?
No, that's not the correct number.
Okay, tell me what that would be then.
864-5.
Uh-oh, you turned your head the wrong way. Or we totally lost her.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Call me.
It's okay.
Yes. It's 864-590-6760.
6760. Fabulous. Yes. Great. Because we always like to be able to give that number to anyone who might call in and ask questions. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show this morning on Local Focus. And again, this is the International Ministry of Charity Emmanuel. And they are their main office. The office is on Bishop Street in Inman, South Carolina. And please be, we urge anyone who would love to get involved, welcome your donations to help not only the refugees' families that have moved into this area and are seeking help, but also the Ukrainians in Ukraine who are in the dark without heat or electricity.
Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And be sure and drop off. Go see the European market. It is a fabulous market. I can tell you the food is fabulous. Thank you, Natalia.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.